So tonight, to celebrate the launch of CanCan 2, we've got a variety of poets who are in this issue reading for us. We're going to kick off with Eleanor Hooker. Eleanor has a book coming out with Daedalus Press next week. Is that right? Published on the 1st of February, in exactly a week's time, and she's going to be launching that in the Irish Writers' Centre. And I'm really delighted to have her poem in CanCan 2, particularly because it's the title poem of her collection. It's called The Shadow Owner's Companion. I hope she'll read it this evening, along with a couple of others. So I'd like to welcome Eleanor Hooker.
Very much. I don't know. I have a dementor, and she follows me around. And she has, and she's a shapeshifter, and has followed me all my life. So this is her. The Shadow Owner's Companion. Solitary. She's been around for so long now. We simply coexist. I know she's there. At night, she rocks in the left corners of our bedroom. Her chair held together with my fear of the dark. She stays there, mostly, in the dark. Sometimes she sleeps at the bottom of a lake. She wakes me in my dreams, and I ignore her. But then she does her special trick, hovers just above me, her waist not on me. I spoon up to you. I'm frightened, I say, mind me. And you warn me not to tell. My dreams, they frighten you too. I won't look at her. I know she could never be unseen, unheard of, forever and ever. This is a new poem, and it's about all those people who occupy cells, you and me, and the people who are involved in the Arab Spring, and it's somebody who's been driven demented, and it's Agent Provocateur, who him. He's worn that guise for so long now, it's grafted to his face. He's the impersonator who wins the look-alike contest, though his true identity waits on each of us. Watch how he holds and yanks at those pulleys in your mind that connect you to this world. His mask is all peacock feathers, elasticated smiles and a phallus nose. Hush, hush now, that is just the wind. Sit, let me tell you more. To get our attention, he whispered soft velvet rhyme. Gradually more and more leaned in and listened, absorbed by his face, at how it swelled like the purple head of a hanged man with a phallus nose. He raised his voice, then his stature, and we looked up to him, though he cut a mere 4'3" in heels, elasticated smile and a fleshy mask. Oh, hush now. I tell you, that is just the wind. Sid, I would not yank your chain. Let me tell you more. Once we saw him yank on the church, or state laws, those states he didn't love. The more in awe we were, the more outrageous he became. His mask never slipped, not once, and as I say, it is now his face. Of course I know that shock for shock's sake is cowardice, though he would burn me in this private hell for saying so. Nose me out to expose me as a fraud. I am not a fraud. When I nosedived through despair before, he followed me down to yank at my lines, daring me to cut loose. I never did. Though he's an agent provocateur, and I am not his first. Much more of this confinement, and God help me, I will cut loose, or his face. No, no, please, sit, do, that is just the wind. Why should it not mask the howls of the dead? You're afraid, do not try to mask it. I know the signs too well. He's standing behind me, isn't he? The nosegays he carries reeks of angels' trumpets. Look away, keep a straight face. He is more everywhere than God, whom he hates. Did you just yank on my chains? Sit, do, please. There is so much more I need to tell. He pulled my teeth, scrimshawed pike, and though I pleaded, my dirty secrets too, on their purloined ivory. It's as though wearing our bones and teeth has made him shamanic. His death mask is already cast, stored in a lararium close by. But yet, no more of this, my friend. Come, let's away to prison. We will not be led by the nose. We two alone will sing. It's no use. Sweet Jesus, I cannot do this any longer. Yank up my chains as you will, Shadow. Now you must kill me. I have seen your face. What more is to be done? My certainty is his lie. and though my face is pressed against the damp wall of this cell, I will mask my fear. Let me anchor my nose ring. I will not be led. I will not be led. I will not be. I know that form is out of fashion, but I like that, Sistina, because I thought it was contemporary art to do with. I'll read Breathing Lessons. This is about the same Dementor. Anyway, she's consistent at least. Breathing Lessons. Can you breathe better now? As she sucks all the air from your lungs and binds you in her purple vice of demands. Hold still. Let me drive this rusty nail through your breast. Scratch a hex on your heart. Can you breathe better now? You don't need this arm. It's greedy, selfish of you to want to. Let me twist it off. Let me sew you in half. You were never whole anyway. See how I help you, doll. Can you breathe better now? I live by Loch Derg, the impenitent Loch Derg. We don't do bare feet in water. We indulge, and it froze. There is two, isn't there? There's one. It froze solid, and people went nuts and sort of drove their cars out and did all sorts of things. And I'm involved in the lifeboat. I'm a helm on the lifeboat, and it was frozen solid. So if they died, it was very sad. We couldn't go and rescue them, and by the time the helicopter came from Shannon, they would be gone. But the lake made these extraordinary, extraordinary noises. It was the creepiest thing. There was no such thing as night. 2 a.m. you go, and there was the same light out there. And I'm going to read you Singing Ice, if I can find it. Singing Ice. Singing Ice. Across the rigid ice scape, they heave and haul colossal cables to the shadows on the opposite shore. We shudder at the echoing crack and coil of tensile steel on the cold lid of winter. Back and forth the spectres murmur. We hear them hum the hymns of the dead, ceremonial chants that rise and fall for hours, that gathering volume resonate like breathless air across empty glass. We venture out a foot or so, beneath us air sharks drop and dive through slivers of thickening water, then rise to slam the frozen undersurface. They tear long rips that roar along the night, tracking us and splitting the marble floor at our feet. The percussions petrify the living, and the dead sing on. Okay.